Good morning, this is Dan O'Brien with your top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Friday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Markets are a wee bit quiet overnight. We've got corn down a half cent at 365 and a half. December corn down a half cent also at 387. We are working below the 100 and 200 day moving averages at 367 and a half and 369 and a half. So we'll have to see if we can get above those levels and bring in some new fund buying interest. Interesting note here, corn sales to Mexico are up, corn sales themselves are up 8.6% on last year. Possibly this is some front loaded buying similar to what we saw in the bean market in the fall regarding the kind of threatening rhetoric of trade wars with China and Mexico. We'll have to see how this pans out down the line. Funds remain long about 70,000 contracts of corn. Moving to the wheat, we've got May up a Carter cent at 436 and a Carter, with Kansas City May up a half cent at 450 and a half. Funds remain short about 80,000 contracts of wheat. Turkey has essentially banned Russian wheat imports, but so far the markets have not paid much attention to that. Moving to the soybeans, we've got May down 2¾ cents at 9.98¾, with November down 2 at 9.93½. Beans dropped about a nickel in the last hour of the overnight trade. We've got a third inside day in a row developing, so if we break out on either side, that could give some short-term direction. We've got the beans running up against resistance at the $10 level. Funds are still long about 105,000 contracts of beans. In outside markets, we've got the dollar down a half a point, rather, 1 point at 100.18. Crude oil up 39 cents a barrel at 49.14. The stock market is up 27 points at 20,909 in pre-opening trade. And we've got gold trading up $3.30 an ounce at 12.31.90. So everyone have a good St. Patrick's Day. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to reach us, you can call us at 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.